Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood attachment style guru. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Embracing emotional expression and validation. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to let those big feelings out? Like you have to suppress them because somehow expressing them makes you weak or too much. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And listen, I get it. Our world often tells us to bottle things up, to keep a lid on our emotions, to be stoic and handle it like a champ. But that kind of emotional repression can do more harm than good. It can lead to stress, anxiety, resentment, and even physical health issues. So today, let's ditch the suppression game and dive into why embracing your emotions is not only healthy but essential for building secure attachments. We're talking about feeling comfortable expressing those full range human experiences from joy and excitement to sadness, anger, and even frustration. Remember, emotions are like waves in the ocean, they come and go. Trying to hold them back just creates a bigger storm eventually. Here are five key takeaways that will help you on this journey. 1. Recognize that all emotions are valid. This is huge. Every single emotion you feel has a purpose. Anger might signal that your boundaries are being crossed. Sadness could be letting you know that something needs healing. Even those negative emotions can offer valuable insights if we learn to listen. Don't judge yourself for feeling what you feel. Acceptance is the first step. 2. Find healthy outlets for expression. Think about it. How do you naturally release tension? Is it through music, writing, art, physical activity, or talking with a trusted friend? Discover what works best for you and make time for those outlets regularly. Bottling things up only creates pressure that eventually explodes. 3. Practice mindful communication. When you are expressing your emotions to others, try to be as clear and specific as possible. Instead of saying "you always make me angry," which is blaming and accusatory, try something like "when you do specific action, I feel frustrated because explain why." This allows for a more constructive conversation where both parties can understand each other's perspectives. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have moments when we struggle with emotional regulation. Don't beat yourself up for having big feelings, just acknowledge them, be patient with yourself, and try again tomorrow. Remember, you are learning and growing, one step at a time. 5. Seek professional support if needed. If you find yourself struggling to manage your emotions or express them in healthy ways, don't hesitate to reach out for help. A therapist can provide valuable tools and strategies to navigate your emotional landscape effectively. Think about that time you were trying so hard to be strong and not show any vulnerability, maybe at a family gathering or during a work presentation. You kept things bottled up inside, but then later that day, did you find yourself snapping at someone over something small? Or maybe you just felt drained and exhausted? That's emotional suppression in action. It might feel like the right thing to do in certain situations, but it often backfires. So how about we switch gears? Instead of suppressing those feelings, let's try acknowledging them, expressing them authentically, and validating ourselves for feeling what we feel. Remember, emotional expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to be vulnerable and share our true selves with the world, but that vulnerability is what creates genuine connection and deeper understanding. All right, amazing listeners, take these key takeaways with you today. All emotions are valid. Find healthy outlets for expression. Communicate mindfully. Practice self-compassion. Seek professional help when needed. Now go out there and embrace those feelings. You got this. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. We'll be back tomorrow with another daily dose of secure attachment wisdom. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.